I don't know what your game plan was, but obviously it wasn't letting a goal as early as what you did, no?
No, again, we spoke about it at half-time and full-time there. The first 11 minutes of the game, we knew Hedon Fermo were going to come out the blocks and give it a real go, and our decisions in the first 11 minutes were not really what we've been like. So we've got to take in our own consideration that the decisions we made in the first 11 minutes really made an uphill challenge for us.
Despite the defeat today, you've certainly given a good account of yourselves in the group, though.
Yeah, we've done well. We've done well. We're using, like I said before, to you guys, we've used it as pre-season. Obviously, on a different day, I'm not saying that even today that we would have won the game or anything like that. Dunfermline are a very, very good side, big, strong, powerful side, and they move the ball pretty well. You know, we've enjoyed participating in it. It's been really good, a good experience for our players, but again, we're a wee bit disappointed with our decisions that we made. But after that, I thought, you know, how brave we were. We could easily have just threw the towel in and you know, it could have ended up 6-7, you know, but kicking balls into corners but we continue to try and play, can try and do things in the right manner that we're asking the players to do. So in that respect, we've learnt a lot.
Week kicks off for you on Wednesday, Stuart. Kelty winning 8-0.
Did they?
Yeah.
8?
Wow. Against Albiti, who you play on Wednesday, so yeah. That kind of sets a marker down, doesn't it?
It doesn't half, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about 3 points. That is a massive scoreline. That is a massive scoreline, and you can see the strength that they've brought into their club. But we're looking forward to Wednesday. Again, if we can show and do the things that we've done against the higher level opposition through this competition, we can make a good account of ourselves through that league campaign as well.
Do you feel you've got the firepower
to
match them?
Well, Malchi, she's come back today again. Very, very difficult against the higher opposition to get as many opportunities as we did create last year. We're probably needing to add another one in that particular area. But again, as you know, it's very, very difficult to try and convince players to come to the Lone League, because we're competing against everybody up above us. So, you know, we're looking, but with Malk's coming back today, gives us another option, but he's still a little bit away, still needs games, still needs time. So it's something that we'll need to explore.
Yep.